Hello, everybody. Before we get started with today's interview, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the folks at CU Solutions and their second annual Love My Credit Union campaign. This campaign highlights credit unions giving back to their communities and sharing their heartfelt work on videos. These videos are being shared to inspire random acts of kindness and give back to charities that are near and dear to credit unions and their members. So go visit lovemycreditunion.org today. On the show today, we have PSCU's Jeremiah Lotz talking about their latest digital wallet offerings with MasterCard, MasterPass, and Microsoft Wallet. And we'll also talk a little bit about their new Quick Assist program, so check it out. First, let's talk about MasterCard's MasterPass and Microsoft Wallet, adding those as options for your credit union clients. What's up there? What prompted this addition?
Yeah, absolutely. So really, our strategy around digital payments, digital wallets, is to make sure our credit unions are able to give their consumers choices and ultimately make sure our credit union's payment cards are top of wallet, top of mind for consumers. And we really think that the wallet market right now is being driven by consumer choice. So we want to make sure our credit unions, their cards are available and the consumer can make the choice of how they want to use that card.
Yeah, because you guys are also providing your credit unions with Apple Pay, Android Pay, Samsung Pay, et cetera, whatever other pays are out there. So you guys are really covering the gamut, so to speak.
That's right, yes.
And so how do the latest ones kind of complement that offering? Or like you just said, it's just kind of adding to the mix, basically.
Yeah, I think it's really just adding to the mix. Again, I think there's a certain percentage of consumers who have choices based on their device or based on a specific app experience or brand, and making sure our credit unions can give that option to their consumers is what we believe is important right now. Again, keeping that brand top of mind. So they all pretty much complement each other and the things that they can do. Yeah. It's just a matter of what the consumer is using, what device and or what experience they prefer.
Hey, this is something off the top of my head here. Who's tops right now? Is it Apple Pay, Android Pay, Samsung, or even Master? I mean, what's the most widely used one right now?
Yeah, I think as far as transactions, Android and Apple Pay are at the top. So those are the number those are the ones that we see most consumers using, again, just based on device. Again, those transactions aren't significant for any of them, but those are the ones that we see most used.
Okay, yeah, I was just kind of curious there. So can you briefly explain to the folks out there the differences or the similarities between MasterCard's MasterPass and Microsoft Wallet? How do they work and how do they benefit?
Absolutely. So they're all very similar. All the wallets are very similar. Ultimately, at the end of the day, they provide the consumer the ability to do a point of sale purchase using their mobile device. Mm-hmm. MasterPass enables the consumer to do a purchase in app or online using that wallet, also point of sale using NFC on an Android. And Microsoft Pay is an NFC point of sale option specifically for a Microsoft operating system.
Okay, cool. And it's NFC. Okay, very nice. So a lot of folks are concerned with security today. Well, I would say a lot. I would say all of us are. it's a double-edged sword. When you have the convenience of mobile, then you got the other side of like, okay, how secure is it? So how do these offerings enhance your credit or the credit union security?
Right. So the mobile payments are managed through the tokenization process. So nothing is actually stored or sent to and from the phone itself. So it's not a security issue with the actual device. The tokenization process helps from that perspective. And PSU adds another layer when you're adding an account to the device. Mm-hmm. Have them call in, validate them, authenticate the consumer before that card gets added on there, just for additional layer of security as well.
Right on. Okay, that's good to know. Yeah, that tokenization thing is pretty darn cool. I mean, it really, really adds a nice layer to the whole mix there. So that's a pretty sweet thing. So let's talk about your Quick Assist real quick. What is it and how does it work for credit unions? Because I'm kind of curious about this. What's going on here?
All right. So Quick Assist is really for credit unions to help better serve their members when they call in and or when they come into a branch or a physical location. Right now, when a credit union member walks in and wants to talk about their credit card, they are often going to a service rep who has to manage different systems. Sometimes they even have to call someone special in the back office who has a certain type of access that not everyone else does. So what Quick Assist has done is allowed us to bring all of the PSU functions that are commonly used when a member has a card question, to put it out in a fashion that eliminates the need for each device at a teller or each station at a teller to have something manually loaded on. Mm-hmm. It creates the opportunity for a single sign-on from the teller station. So the service rep doesn't have to have another user ID or password to use.
Oh, nice.
And ultimately, when I walk up to a member service rep in a credit union and I'm looking for information on my card, they can quickly access the system. It links off of their core if they do a single sign-on, and they can get all the common information necessary. So it eliminates really the back-end or the clunky systems that are often used at that. We've got most of all the functions available necessary to do credit. We're putting the debit stuff in there. And really our goal is just to simplify that process for service with the member and give that member a better experience.
It's all about speed and convenience. And it sounds like this is what you guys are assisting with a Quick Assist. So what are your goals with it? You know, world domination, or what are we talking about here with the goals with Quick Assist?
Yeah, world domination would be good, but close to that. So our goal really is to bring everything that PSU does into one simple to use application, one portal, if you will.
Yeah.
We've spent the last couple years redesigning the experience that our credit unions have when they come into PSU applications. So better reporting, better access to our different tools that you might use. And Quick Assist is another step in that. So giving more folks at the credit union access to the system itself. Mm-hmm. And longer term, we want to be able to see all of those primary functions for credit, debit, or any other service that you use with PSU in that one application, so that we're easy to work with. Yeah. As a credit union provider, and as a member, you've got a great experience with your credit union because they're not having to manage multiple experiences.
Mm-hmm. Enhancing the value. I like the sound of that. All right. So where can folks find out more about Quick Assist and your digital wallet offerings?
Absolutely. So all of our information is available on our website at psu.com. Obviously, our member owners can reach out to our account executives who can give you more information, help you get enrolled in the applications and the services. So through our website or through our account reps.
Okay, very cool. All right, Jeremiah, thank you so much. I appreciate this. And congrats on MasterCard, MasterPass, and Microsoft Wallet, adding those folks. And Quick Assist, sounds really cool. Sounds like you guys are doing a swell job there at PSCU. So keep up the good work.
Thank you, Mike.